I'm talking to Malcolm Corbett at the FTTH Council Inca workshop on the UK situation. We've just had the plenary session. What did you think of the plenary, Malcolm?
I thought it was actually pretty good. I'm really delighted about the level of inventiveness that we're seeing from a whole range of different organisations. So we had Adrian Worcester talking about the sort of the his description of richness and reach between different types of operator, from BT with its reach through to smaller niche operators and communities, delivering a much richer range of services. I was also impressed by the amount of work that local authorities are doing in looking at how to reuse some of their existing infrastructure to spread fibre and very high-speed broadband networks out much further than they will go otherwise.
I mean, that's been talked about before, but it seems to me the tone of the conversation, both from Tom Holvey from Leeds and also Callum Knowles in talking about his experience with local authorities, it seems the tone has changed to me. There's a more kind of...
There's a bit of a can-do attitude among some of them.
More pragmatic, maybe.
Perhaps more pragmatic, but also, I mean, to some extent, it's all about how do they get a bigger bang for their own buck? How do they actually save money, improve services, etc.? But I think also there is, at least amongst some of them, more of a willingness to not simply accept what they're given or told they have to have by some of the larger organisations like BT.
Yeah. And it seems to me that, based on some of the things we've heard today, some of the local councils are finding it there's a bit of pressure there for them to take on these new responsibilities. I mean, a lot of the responsibilities used to be with the RDAs, and now they've come back down to the councils. And Tom mentioned that in his talk about Leeds, that they're having to run to sort of catch up with these issues. They are running, and are they catching up?
I don't know. That remains to be seen. Certainly some of the local authorities, some of the cities particularly, have been working on these agendas for quite a long time. So Manchester, Birmingham, Bristol and so on. Others have less, maybe have less of the sort of history and experience that those have. However, it's a big issue. This is about jobs and growth. This is about putting in place the types of networks and infrastructure which will support the creation of a whole new range of digital businesses, new jobs in the creative sectors and so on and so forth. If we don't get this right, and if we don't start putting this stuff in place properly, then, we as a country are going to get left behind, and those cities will get left behind, and those areas will get left behind.
Great. Malcolm, thanks very much.
Pleasure.